From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his executive order banning entry to refugees and people from seven Muslim-majority countries amid growing legal challenges and protests across the United States as Democrats prepare to issue legislation to block the ban. In a series of tweets earlier Monday, Trump said Department of Homeland Security Secretary General John Kelly told him, in his words, "All is going well with very few problems." President Trump insists it is not a Muslim ban and is not about religion. He says it is about keeping America safe. Mr. Trump is limiting for 90 days issuing visas until a policy review. Reince Priebus, the White House Chief of Staff.
If you're coming in and out of one of those seven countries, by the way, identified by the Obama administration as the seven most dangerous countries in the world in regard to harboring terrorists and affirmed by Congress multiple times, then you're going to be subjected temporarily with more questioning until a better program is put in place over the next several months.
The order covers people from Iran, Sudan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Libya, and Somalia. Meantime, thousands rallied in the United States and at airports in the country against Mr. Trump's travel ban throughout the weekend. The Speaker of the Iranian Parliament, Ali Larijani, through an interpreter, called the travel ban racist.
Putting Iran's name on this list on the pretext of concerns over acts of terrorism sounds more like a joke. It is not a secret that Iran stood up to terrorists on its own in recent years, and some other countries joined it later on.
This is VOA News. Gunmen